There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Rob, and welcome to another Sunday night edition of RFF Radio.
An exciting Sunday night.
Exciting Sunday night. Daylight savings time has ended.
Got an extra hour of sleep last night.
That is true.
Excited about that.
You know, and I think I took advantage of it.
I feel like I did. I was feeling fresh this morning.
Yeah. I actually was feeling like I had maybe gotten some decent sleep overnight. I didn't get up till 11 the new time, so that might be part of it.
The extra hour definitely still paid off for you.
Yeah, it did. It did. So what's new, Trevor?
Nothing at all. It's beginning to get cold. I'm now walking around in sweats instead of a t-shirt and shorts, so I know the seasons are changing.
Today it was actually nice here. It was in the 50, high 50s, low 60s. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the day before yesterday, or yesterday morning, it was like 19 degrees when I woke up. So it's cold time again.
The problem when it's that cold, especially when it's a weekend, it's like, do I really want to get out of bed?
Yeah, there's nothing. No, you stay in bed all day long, as I did.
Well, I dragged myself to the gym, and then I dragged myself back home.
You're
again.
So dedicated. I just can't even, muster the strength to get up.
When it's that cold, it just stifles your entire day.
It does. You know,
I broke out the ski jacket yesterday that's waterproof.
My God, man.
It wasn't snowing, but it was definitely like maybe 40 degrees somewhere in there, and it was a little rainy, which to me is almost as bad as snow.
Yeah. No, there's just no reason to get out of bed. You know, I'm never going to be on Survivor or The Amazing Race or Big Brother, but I have a chance at my 800-pound life. We have Survivor and The Amazing Race to talk about.
Yes.
What should we start with?
I mean, the fake idol did not work.
The fake idol did not work. Although, props to him for not playing a fake idol.
No, it was a nice desperate attempt. I give him credit.
It was. He had nothing else. Dale had nothing else he could do.
And it looks like the producer saw what was going to happen, and we were like, no, we need to merge these tribes now.
Yeah,
because we're getting a merger next week.
Merge is well, this next episode. Yeah, next week.
People that really benefit, I would say, are Jeremy, Natalie, and Julie on the other tribe.
Sure.
Because I feel like had that tribe ever had gone to a tribal council, one of those three was going home. And now they have a bit of a chance because it seems like they've already worked out something with Missy and Baylor.
Right.
And you would think, although the previews are showing John and Jacqueline being in trouble.
Well, here's the thing that I think people are overlooking. Keith really set himself up well with the John, Jacqueline, Missy, Baylor alliance. He was on their side on getting rid of both Dale and Kelly.
Yes.
So he'll get reunited with his son.
Yes.
You know, so I feel like Wes
and
Keith.
And he's got an idol in his pocket.
He
could be the sleeper in this game.
I feel like Wes and Keith are the ones to watch.
I totally agree, especially with an idol. You know, because you know Keith will share that idol with his son, Wes, if the situation calls. So it's really like a team idol.
It is. But, you know, Keith has gotten, like I said, himself in good with John and Jacqueline, Missy and Baylor. Wes has gotten in good with some people on that side of the tribe. Plus, he's done well at challenges.
You know, it's interesting. Maybe what we're going to see happen, because it seemed like in the previews, John and Jacqueline were the ones in trouble.
I hope so. I don't like John and Jacqueline. I don't like Missy and Baylor.
Because, you know what? You would think that people might, now the push might be if you're single to break up couples.
Right.
Right? So that would play against John and Jacqueline. That would play against our Keith and Wes theory, although they have an idol. And that would hurt Missy and Baylor.
Right. I don't know. Like I said, I don't like John and Jacqueline or Missy and Baylor, but they haven't done anything to make them look stupid yet. They've played a good game on paper so far.
They have played a decent game so far.
But I don't know what it is about them. I just don't like them.
It's going to be a lot of people competing in this upcoming individual immunity challenge.
Yeah, because isn't there still 12 left? Or is it 10? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 12.
At this stage of the game, you're going to see people target the strong will. I mean, I would think...
That's probably why John and Jacqueline are in danger.
I was going to say, that could be why John and Jacqueline are in danger. If I were Jeremy, I'd be watching my back. If I were... God, if I were any strong competitor, I'd be pretty nervous right now. Alec.
Jeremy doesn't seem... Val was his wife, correct?
Yes. Jeremy, he actually basically said it's kind of helping his game. She's it not is, here, because... So I thought it was both true. I'm glad he actually said it.
Yeah.
And interesting.
He doesn't seem as dominant in the show.
I think he's trying to scale himself back.
Yeah.
I really do. Because he's alluded to the fact that he's a huge fan of the show.
Right.
So he could be one that's kind of like, all right, I'm gonna try not to, because he shows up for the team challenges, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hunch he's maybe hanging back a little bit. He might try to hang back in these first couple individuals unless he feels he's in danger.
Well, and that's probably smart on his part, because he just came on too strong when his wife was still in the game.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it...
Interesting is he was trying to save Julie. Remember, Julie's John Rocker's girlfriend.
Right.
Because she was kind of down and out in the last episode. He was kind of trying to come to her aid, which I thought was interesting, since he kind of blamed John for his own wife going home.
Right.
That he would now be kind of taking on the role of helping John's girlfriend.
Yeah,
I guess Survivor makes interesting alliances. Mm-hmm.
It's
numbers. I think he feels like she's with him, that they're with each other. Yeah, whatever happened in the past was amongst us, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know. This merge is really going to be interesting, but I really think Keith and Wes are the guys to watch.
I think they're the team. They're the ones to beat, especially the idol in their pocket.
Right.
Wes has proven to be a very good. If they didn't have an idol in their pocket, I would say that Wes would be somebody who might want to watch his back a little bit, because he's a dominant challenge performer.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that John and Jacqueline or Missy and Baylor didn't turn their back on Keith during this whole fake idol controversy that was happening, that says a lot.
What's interesting is in that other tribe, it seemed like the way the four was going to – they never had a vote, so we don't have no idea of confirming how the alliances were going to go. But it felt like it was going to be Josh Reed, Alec West, right?
Yeah.
That seemed like they were a four-person team. You would think they would pick up Keith, right?
You would think.
To go to five. And you would also think Jeremy, Julie, and Natalie would pick up Missy and Baylor, since that's already been discussing. So that's five, right?
Yeah.
So John and Jacqueline could be kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
Unless they go with Missy, Baylor, and those four join the other three, and then it's a 7-5 split.
Right. Which could put Keith in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, it's never good to be the person in the middle.
Want to be in the middle.
It's good for you for that week that it's happening, but man, it never hardly ever works out. It barely works out. Tony. Tony was in the middle of an alliance last season, but it worked out for him in the end. You can't say it never works out, because there is a time that Tony was the swing vote.
I will say Keith would be hesitant to use his idol this early.
Oh, he can't. I don't think he's in any danger to need to.
As long as Wes isn't in any danger and Keith's not in any danger, I don't think he's going to drop his idol this early.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. You're right. But yeah, he's going to definitely be on the lookout for his son. The thing with Survivor Blood versus Water, I don't think we will ever see, and I don't know how many times they're going to do Blood versus Water, but I don't think we're ever going to see a family member vote out another family member on purpose.
No.
On purpose. No. It's just, it's not going to happen. I don't know what they're... Because it's almost teased every year, like, oh boy, I'm going to have to vote her out. She's going to have to go. But it's never going to happen. We're never going to see it. So you know Keith is going to have Wes on his side.
This is interesting. This is one of the first weeks where I don't think there's a definitive person that I can point to being voted out.
No, I
do think this can go a lot of different ways.
I think Josh and Reed need to watch themselves. I mean,
here's the thing. I could see Missy and Baylor had an alliance with Reed.
Right. Right.
There's a lot of, you know, Missy and Baylor are kind of in a good spot also. They have this alliance, right?
Right.
They set one up. Missy had one with Jeremy and that group on the other side. Baylor had one with Reed.
Yeah.
Right? You would think that there's a shot. Seems like they got a lot of alliances with a lot of different people.
I hope John and Jacqueline get screwed over by Missy and Baylor. Just because I really feel like John and Jacqueline picked the wrong people to align themselves with.
I was stunned. I think anybody watching was kind of stunned that they wouldn't go Dale and Kelly.
Yes.
They chose. I mean, Baylor, especially because Baylor kind of crossed Jacqueline the first vote on the show.
Right, right. I really hope John and Jacqueline get screwed over by Missy and Baylor. It's so mean to say, but I really do. I like neither of those duos, but.
I think John and Jacqueline. If you're gonna ask me, I think there's a few scenarios that have them going home.
Yeah, and I would agree with you too. But at the same time, you know, we haven't seen how this other tribe, where the alliance is really.
Yeah,
stand.
I was gonna say we still don't know where the other alliance. The only hint we had was that like quick 2 or 3 minute thing when they first got the tribe swap happened. And you had Jeremy kind of look around and go, you know what? This doesn't look good for me, right? He said, because Josh and Reed are together. And he said Wes and Alec were together on the other side. So that's right. Four. And he thought in his head that was bad news for him, Natalie, and Julie.
Right. Well, and
yeah, but you've never seen them go to a vote. Who knows, right?
And Jeremy was a little outspoken on Josh and Reed and their relationship at camp.
Yeah, not really to them though. He was kind of outspoken on the camera.
Right. In confessions.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we never got to see how any of this was going to play out. So,
yeah.
And that's what makes it so hard about this merge coming up to
it's
even.
It's a very big merge, by the way. 12 people still left in the game. Usually it's that. They called this merge early because they thought that you're going to, you know,
I mean,
that tribe was going to lose two more challenges.
We've seen a merge at 12 before. It's not uncommon.
It's not uncommon, but usually it's around 10.
It is usually around 10. Yeah.
12 seems a little bit unwieldy.
It does.
I think they didn't want that other tribe to go to tribal council two more times.
No. I wish we could see a merge at 8 sometime just to see, you know, how the tribes break down. It seems like the merge is too much of a life preserver for some tribes and for some people. But really, let these tribes dwindle down. I really think that makes for interesting TV. Maybe I'm the only one that thinks that. But I really think that I'd like to see a merge at, say, 8 people. See how it all happens.
I will also say the merge, it kind of vindicates the strategy of eating all of your rice earlier in the game.
It does.
Right, and then you do the negotiation, but it still kind of worked out for you because you're on the team that kept winning all the challenges because you had more more food, more gas in the tank.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I'd kind of forgotten about it. Jeff took everything for that rice.
Well, you should have. Obviously.
Well, obviously, I don't disagree with it. I'm just saying that he destroyed that camp.
Well, I mean, I think anything less would have been. I mean, Jeff made a good point. The other team, the team been winning all the challenges, have been the team eating all the rice. I think there is probably a correlation between the two.
Yeah, I agree. But the thing is, the rice, And maybe I don't understand the food situation in that particular location, but it just seems to me like they should be able to hunt for food or get some sort of food. Rice should be a supplement. It shouldn't be the main course. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's tough to catch fish. Well, you could go spear fishing, I guess. You
yeah.
see a stick.
But you don't see them going out fishing. You don't see them. And I know, I understand. In years past, there's been chickens running around camp, or there's been pigs running around. But we haven't even seen them go fishing. I don't know. I just feel like they kind of gave up and just said, oh, let's have some more rice tonight. What year? It was pretty early on in, like, the first six seasons. They got nothing. They started with nothing for food. Do you remember what season that was?
I remember when that happened,
Pretty early.
A long time ago, yeah.
But we're in the 29th season of Survivor already.
Yeah, I think rice is probably, you know, rice, if you eat, like, a bowl of rice a day, you're not going to starve to death.
No, I agree, but
I think that's why they do it.
But I think rice is supposed to be supplement to what you're surviving on out there, not the main course.
And then it was interesting some of the logic, because some people were adamantly against making the trade. Like, if we win one more challenge, we'll have a reward challenge, and then we'll be good for another day or so.
Yeah.
And they did actually win the reward challenge.
Well, wasn't that Jeremy saying
that? Yeah, it was Jeremy. I kind of saw that point, though. I would have held out to see if I won the reward challenge before I'm handing over the tarp.
Yeah, I kind of would, too. But at the same time, you got the deal in front of you. You don't know what Jeff is going to take from you next time.
Right, because then after you win the reward challenge, then you're eating, and you're like, shit, now I gave up all my tarp and everything back in camp.
Yeah.
And it's raining. It's a double-edged sword.
It really
does kind of fit the show title. I mean, what do you want?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you willing to give up?
Was it Julie having a hard time with the rain?
The rain. Yeah. Yes.
Some people on Twitter were suggesting that maybe she's the quitter of the season because of, you know, not able to handle the elements.
If she was going to quit, she would have quit then.
I would have thought so, right? I just, this quitter thing is really bugging me, because we have a quitter. We know we have a quitter. Who is it? I mean, Julie's really the only one that has complained about the elements.
Honestly, I think the quitter is going to be somebody whose loved one gets voted off the show.
You think
it's
so?
That's where I think it happens.
Wow, that's an interesting, that is an interesting argument, though.
I don't think it's. I think if Julie was going to quit, she would have quit then.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right, but maybe it continues to rain for 10 more days, and
yeah, then maybe she does quit.
But we know we have a quitter, and we know it's not an injury; it's a quit. The only thing I'm worried about is it's John's dad. His dad is the one back home with cancer. That I don't want to see happen. I don't want to see anybody quit, but I just don't want John's dad to be in bad shape, and he has to go.
You're right, they did kind of play that up in the show.
They did. So that's also in the back of my mind, that it's leaving because of a loved one back home.
That would suck, then. I mean, then I think that person should be allowed back into the
No,
games.
No.
Well, not back into this game,
no.
But in a future season.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how I feel about it. Because I don't like John and Jacqueline.
Yeah, but if he had to leave under that circumstance,
I understand.
I'd be okay with admitting him for a future season.
Yeah, I suppose. But at the same time, you know, you knew he was sick when you left. You know, that's the tough thing.
I still I feel like you should have to be eliminated off the show of Survivor.
Or quit because you can't take a poop.
Or quit because you can't take a poop like whatchamacallit did that
Bruce.
Season. Bruce, God, I felt so bad for Bruce.
We made so much fun of Bruce on this
show.
I
felt terrible for Bruce.
Yeah, but you still laugh, Trevor.
I did, but I could feel Bruce's pain.
I don't even know what to say for predictions. I really don't. For next week, after the merge.
I have no idea, but I'm going to say either John or Jacqueline goes home.
I don't think they would serve it up on a silver platter to us like that. It's going to be somebody out of the blue. It could be Missy or Baylor. I mean, that's maybe who
they're kind of playing both sides. Maybe that'll come back to bite.
It might. It absolutely might. I don't know. This merge is really fucking with my head, man.
Yeah, there's not. We still don't have one super alliance.
No, we don't. The closest thing we got was John and Jacqueline and Missy and Baylor.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's still kind of playing for themselves.
Yeah. Which, at the merge, you have to. It's merge time.
You know what it is? That one tribe never had really any turmoil.
No.
In terms of voting someone out.
No, never did.
There was never any really arguments.
No.
Drew decided to throw a challenge, and they decided to vote off Drew. That was basically it.
What an idiot Drew
is. They thought Drew was a dick, and then they voted him out. So he threw a challenge and then got himself eliminated. That was their only vote off.
You know, that tribe would have never gone to tribal council if it wasn't for Drew throwing the challenge.
Yeah, basically. They would have pitched the perfect game.
They would have. I mean, it would have been six tribal councils in a row without Hunapu. There we go. Mm-hmm. Going to tribal. But they went because of Drew. What a moron.
Yeah. God, never do that if you're on Survivor.
No, why?
Never throw a challenge.
Anybody
never, ever,
throwing
ever throw
a challenge.
You know what? Here's why you don't, because if you win the challenge, there's a 0% chance you're going home. If you throw it, there's a number in front of that chance.
Not only do you not throw a challenge, you don't volunteer to go to tribal council. Like, what was it, Caleb did that year?
Yeah, you don't do that either.
No. You take your idol and you go, thank you very much, Jeff, and you go home and you eat a whole bag of rice. That's what you do. Should we talk about the Amazing Race?
Sure.
I mean, we were both wrong.
I thought Shelly and Nikki were getting a great edit, and then boom, they're off the show.
Then they're gone.
Yeah.
And Misty and Jim back at the top with Adam and Bethany.
It was like a 1 week aberration. Those two teams are back where we thought they'd be.
Well, Shelly and Nikki got lost. I mean, it comes down to them being lost.
Yeah, you know, that's how easy your Amazing Race run can end right there.
But I love the drive yourself mentality of the race. Mm-hmm. I love the drive yourself to point B, because that is where teams are made and broke. And Shelly and Nikki broke.
You know what's interesting is where they were, they must not have had the opportunity to hire a taxi to drive in front of them.
No, probably not.
Because I feel like drive yourself, you know, if you ever have that opportunity, I would think you'd look for the taxi cab. But none of the teams did, which led me to believe that there wasn't a taxi cab to lead you.
I was assuming there wasn't any taxis around. Mm-hmm. But again, I love the drive yourself. You know, here's a four-hour drive. Then, go.
Yeah, then you have to know how to read the map.
Right.
You don't have Magellan to guide you.
Nope. No Google Maps.
Right. What if you're a contestant, or you can't just whip out your Magellan, type in the thing, and have it lead you?
I tell you what, I would sneak a cell phone onto the Amazing Race. There would be a cell phone with every international SIM card I could get my hands on, and that's what I would take with me.
Hold on, I have to go to the bathroom.
My colon. I had some bad food.
Hold on, I need to go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back, because you're whipping out your cell phone and going on Google Maps.
That's what you have to do. That's what you have to do.
Pay off your cameraman.
You know, Amy and Maya, the scientists, also got kind of lost looking for... They were the ones looking for the hay.
Yeah.
Tim and TJ also had problems with the hay, but they ended up fourth. But Shelly and Nikki just got lost driving, and that's where it lost.
I don't think they finished that far behind either.
No.
It wasn't like a change in daylight or anything. I think they probably finished like 20 or 30 minutes behind.
Well, because Brooke and Robbie were just finishing up the road. Brooke was just finishing up the roadblock. As they were beginning it, I think.
Yeah, that roadblock didn't seem all that difficult.
It didn't. It was neat, but it wasn't like captivating.
No.
You know, the show really wasn't that captivating.
It wasn't Cheese Log Hill.
It was not Cheese Log Hill. It looked cool, like, you know, but who was it? Was it, Kim and Allie, the cyclists? The one looks like Bethany Frankel, by the way, from back in the day, if anybody knows who I'm talking about.
From, yes, I agree with you.
She looks exactly like Bethany. Mm-hmm. She was on Martha Stewart's,
Team Brooklyn, by the way, could be your Final Four team also. They seem like they're getting a lot of love from the camera.
Brooke and Robbie, the wrestlers?
No, Team Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
The cyclists.
Oh, okay. Kim and Allie, the one that looks like Bethany.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. But whoever did the roadblock, I don't know who did the roadblock. Kim? Allie? Who flew through it because they weren't afraid of heights.
You know what's interesting? I thought it was interesting is you already seen teams strategically choosing their roadblocks, and you never really had that discussion in years past. But like in this past episode, you saw that, you know, Misty did this roadblock because they felt the team felt they had a big lead,
right.
So she should do it.
And guess what? Misty has done 3 to Jim's 1.
Yep, and then Adam and Bethany. They're also strategically said, all right, we'll have Bethany do this one because, you know. Basically the same reasons.
Right.
So
Bethany are at 2-2. Adam and Bethany are at 2-2 though for roadblocks. Mm-hmm. So.
Is it Misty and Jim are 3-1? That's interesting.
It is.
Yeah. They're playing this game very strategically.
They are.
I think that's important roadblocks, you know, what you want is to have your strong person able to do all the roadblocks the last 3 or 4 episodes of the race.
Yeah.
Misty and Jim are kind of setting themselves up to do that.
I tell you what, if Misty and Jim A aren't in the Final Four, I'm going to be floored.
They've already gotten a boost too because they didn't have to use their save on the non-elimination leg.
Yeah, and if they don't win it, I'm going to be somewhat shocked. I mean, because you know it really is anybody's game in that last leg, so you can't.
I could talk myself into Adam and Bethany winning the race.
See, I don't know if I can.
I think they're going to be right there. I would say Misty and Jim are the favorites, but I would say Adam and Bethany they're going to be in that last one. And I think if the cyclists get there, they have pretty good cohesion on their team.
I like Tim and TJ. They were like, oh, man, we're up against some real heavy competition. We got wrestlers. We got cyclists. We have dentists who bodybuild on the side. That made me laugh so much.
I like Tim and TJ. I think they have a good personality.
I love Tim and TJ. Just because we're competing against dentists who also bodybuild on it's just hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But Tim and TJ could also sneak into the Final Four.
One of these teams, you know, it's going to – between Tim and TJ, Brooke and Robbie and
– Amy and Maya.
And Amy and Maya, one of them are getting through.
Yeah.
I see. I feel like I've locked in Misty, Jim, Adam, Bethany. I'm close to saying the cyclists, I think, are definitely going to be a third team there.
I am too because they've been consistently third. They have 1 7th place finish, but first, mm-hmm. first, and third. So, I mean.
I'm close to booking their ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, then one of those other teams are going to get through. I feel like Tim and TJ might be. The scientists, I'll be honest, I expected more out of them.
I did too.
I thought they were going to rocket through a lot of these legs.
Yeah. Yeah, they've stumbled quite a bit. Brooke and Robbie have been consistently in that 5th, 6th, 7th. They did have a second, you know, finish.
Brooke and Robbie seem like they're just kind of skating through by every leg.
Yeah. Yeah, Amy and Maya, I'm with you, Trevor. I mean,
I thought they were going to be like first. Yeah, I thought they were going to be kind of a dominant team.
Well, who
just
saw,
on paper?
Who saw Misty and Jim being as dominant as they are in the previews? Looking at their on paper when we did our cast preview, I don't think we predicted Misty and Jim to do very well.
No, I'm sure we didn't. Yeah, I'm waiting for the scientists to step up.
Yeah. I just don't know if it's going to happen. I just don't know if it's going to happen. But go. I would. I'm comfortable in saying Kim and Allie, Tim and TJ are the other two in the final four.
I agree.
Now
I would agree with that.
Misty and Jim again. It's anybody's leg in that final leg. But I will be shocked if Misty and Jim don't win this race. I have the check written for him already.
So who do you have going home next leg?
I'm
going
to say Amy and Maya. I really... They just really were lackadaisical in this leg.
For the sake of being different, I'm going to say Brooke and Robbie.
Yeah. You said them last... We both said them last week, didn't we?
We did.
And Robbie? Yeah, I just didn't see Shelly and Nikki going home, but, man.
I thought they were getting a nice edit on the show, and then boom, they get eliminated.
Yeah.
The producers are throwing us curveballs.
I know. Well, as long as Misty and Jim have that save, they won't be the next ones going home.
Yep.
And Bethany and Adam have the
they
express
pass. They
sell
the fast forward that they can drop. Yep,
that express pass.
It'll be interesting. I bet the two of them use that base of the same leg.
You're probably
Misty
right.
And Jim are so far ahead, they give it to somebody who they think they'd like in the final four with them.
Yeah.
Now and Bethany are going to use it the last leg they have a chance to use it on. Yeah. If it hasn't been used already.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But Misty and Jim, yeah, you're right. They could probably give it to somebody in that last leg if they want to. I don't know.
Well,
maybe the save isn't transferable.
Let's say they're leaving a roadblock, and they're running towards Phil. They could easily just hand that to a team. Yeah, you know what? That would be a little tough to do that. You'd have to be very confident that you're going to get to the mat on time.
You know, but is the save transferable? We don't even know that.
We don't.
There's so many questions about the save. And I would have said if you come in last, even at a non-limb point, you would have lost it. But fuck me, right?
That's what I would have thought would happen.
Fuck that. No, you get to keep your save. Here it is. Hand it back to you. I love your analogy. Your analogy was perfect a few weeks ago when we were talking about it. It's like handing in your idol. Your hidden immunity idol. You don't get any votes, so Jeff hands you your idol back saying, well, you didn't need it, so here you go.
Yeah, that would never happen.
Perfect analogy, and you're right. It would never happen.
Jeff would be like, sorry.
Yeah, well.
Shouldn't have played it.
Better luck next time, I guess, bud.
That was like, who's one? When was it the guy handed out both idols to play?
Oh, God, who was that? Was that just last season? I feel like that was just last season.
I think it was last season.
God, I got to look through the list of last season. God, I don't know who it was.
That ended up backfiring, I believe.
Was it Jeremiah and LJ?
Yes, I think that might have been it. And then he didn't have an idol to use the next week.
Right. Man, this is where I miss the chat room.
Yeah, we need the chat room. They would know this right off the bat.
We gotta do another show. Yeah, I think it was Jeremiah or LJ. Might have been LJ. Yeah, I mean, you just don't get your idols back. Sorry.
Right.
I'm shocked that they got their safe back, but whatever. Whatever, Phil. It's your race, Phil, not mine. What else is going on in the world of reality TV?
Nothing really that I've been watching right now.
I haven't been watching a lot of TV, really, other than The Walking Dead.
I've been watching a lot of Gotham. Good show.
Is it a good show?
I like that show.
Yeah.
Oh, Monday's actually packed for me. I got both Gotham and Blacklist on Monday.
Wow. Never did start Blacklist on Netflix.
You ever get a Sons of Anarchy?
Nope, never did start that either.
That's a great show.
I need to.
This is the last season of it.
A friend of mine started watching it on Netflix, and I think he's enjoying it. But
definitely worthwhile. It's probably better on Netflix. They don't have to wait the week between episodes.
Right.
That's a good show to binge watch.
And I trust his judgment because this is the same guy that got me hooked on Breaking Bad.
Oh, wow.
So he's a son.
He's into good TV, is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, so, and he says Sons is good, so I should probably watch it, but God, it's so hard to start a new TV show.
Yeah, when it starts snowing every day in Nebraska, that's what you'll
do. There, that's what I'll do. I'll save it for a snow day. That's a good idea.
Watch like 10 hours straight of it.
I've been watching on Netflix Raising Hope, that Fox TV show that got canceled. That's been put on Netflix, and I just love that show. So I've been watching a lot of that.
When was that show on?
It was 2010 to just this last year, I think. It was four seasons.
I've often thought about this on, like, if you're a show, right? Obviously, when you got canceled, you may have had other episodes left in the can.
Right.
Do you put those on Netflix?
I think you probably should.
Yeah, I think you should too.
But I don't know where the rights holders are. Is it Fox that owns the show that can put it on Netflix, or is it the production company?
Oh, that's a good question. What always infuriates me is we still have never had an end to the show Law and Order because they never had like a traditional series finale of the show.
Who watches that though?
I love that show. Pisses me off.
I wish they would have canceled Lost, just two episodes left of the whole
series. Yeah, right. Oh, God.
That would have really pissed you off, wouldn't it?
I haven't watched that show like three times through the series.
Yeah, that's...
The problem is there's still things that I pick up. I read things on the internet, and they're like,
because the show is stupid.
Season 3, episode 22, all of a sudden I'm rewatching it.
Because the show had no point whatsoever. And it was so open-ended. Oh, so the polar fantastic. Bear. The polar bear just appears. What the fuck for?
I like these threw us the polar bear.
The stupid polar bear. Fuck the polar bear.
Smoke monster is awesome, too.
Oh, my God. What is the smoke monster?
You have to watch the show to find out.
No, I will never, ever watch the show. So tell me, what is the smoke monster?
I can't tell you what the smoke monster
is. You can tell me what the smoke... Because I'm never watching that show.
Yeah, I haven't given up hope that you're going to watch the show.
No, there will never... I tried to watch it. I couldn't. It's terrible.
You got to watch the first 8 episodes in a row. And then
I watched the first 4 and I went, this is stupid.
How do you not like Jack?
He was dumb.
Sawyer.
They were all dead. Everyone died. You don't survive a plane crash. Sorry.
Well, unfortunately, that's how...
Spoiler alert! Wow, thanks a lot for ruining it. Now you might as well just tell me what the smoke monster is.
What a lot of people are upset about the last episode is that they're kind of all in church, and so maybe the argument... I'm not gonna spoil it for anybody who hasn't watched.
Oh God! If you haven't, when did that show air? When was the last show of Lost?
Yeah, but see, it's one of those great shows that, yeah, 20 years from now, some kids gonna listen to this podcast and go, "Shit, Trevor ruined Lost for me."
Wow, that show has only been off the air for 4 years.
Yeah,
May 23rd, 2010.
We're still getting into it on the internet.
Yeah. I didn't know it was that soon. I figured it had been 10 years already. Started in September 2004.
Now, if you want to ask me what show kind of ended up disappointing me, I would say The Sopranos did.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
I mean, people have tried. Now people hated their series finale so much that you're getting a counter to that from people saying, oh, hold on a second. Yeah, series finale was an artistic masterpiece. And they were like, no, it wasn't. I thought my TV had just gone out.
Yeah, you never want your series to end like, oh, did my cable just cut out?
I was actually pissed for a moment. I was like, what? I hit info on the remote, and I was like, what happened to our TV?
Yeah. No, you never want your series to end that way. Man, that show has been done for 7 years already. That was June 10th, 2007.
That's shocking to me.
It's been 7 years. 7.5 years. It's hard to believe it's November of 2014. We're knocking on the door of 2015. That's what's just mind-blowing to me.
I still haven't won the lottery.
Yeah, and 5 more years, we're in 2020. We're in the 20s.
I don't get it. I've won Powerball. Why hasn't that happened for me?
Oh, I need to start playing it more.
That's when we buy up our own airtime on Sirius.
You're damn right we do.
right in drive time.
Or we just build a studio and just podcast but, forever.
I was gonna say we're buy a giant antenna.
Yeah.
And just kind of break our way onto every radio station.
Sounds good to me. I have no problem doing that.
Like a super antenna.
Your bankroll.
Park it like 5 areas of the country.
There you go.
Say we're now AM channel whatnot.
We're on ham radio station KXC42.
24 hours a day of podcast.
Holy shit. Poor people. Oh, shoot. Well, I think we should get out of here for the week. We have an interesting week of Survivor coming up. I'm excited for it, so.
Absolutely.
How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
They catch you at Trevor, RFFRadio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFRadio.com, Twitter.com/RobRFF, and Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody. We'll catch you back here next week.